Whenever you're ready, Vice Chair.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go ahead and call to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. And we'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young. Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten.
Present.
Commissioner Jeannie Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
Okay, first up on the agenda is our consent agenda.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, first up on the public hearings is case number 22-04-ZC, 22-09-S, and 22-29-DR for design review for Aster Grove subdivision. I see on here the staff requests this to be tabled to a date certain of February 14th, 2023. Is that correct?
Yes, for the record, Trevi Hunan, Senior Planner, Kuna Planning and Zoning Department, 751 West 4th Street here in Kuna. Yes, that's correct. Or any other date that the Commission feels is necessary. This project has actually been delayed before. Staff recommends the next one. If the Commission feels differently, then so be it.
Do we think that those agency remarks will be in by that point?
Staff is confident that we will have them, yes.
Okay. Well, then I move that we table case number 22-04-ZC rezone, 22-09S preliminary plat, and 22-29DR design review for Aster Grove subdivision to a date certain of February 14th, 2023, due to pending critical agency comments.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item B is case number 22-15-AN, annexation for future Rising Sun West subdivision. This also has a staff recommendation to be tabled to a date uncertain. Is that still?
Yes, that is correct. Sorry, okay. For the record, Troy Behunin, Senior Planner. Rising Sun West annexation request. We met with the applicant about a week and a half ago, and there have been a few changes to some of the application items. Nothing significant, nothing that really requires beginning clear at the beginning. However, the changes that were necessary needed to be made, and we do need to re-advertise for it. So we don't have a date recommendation, but we will begin the advertising for that project all over again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, with that, Mr. Chair, I recommend that we table case number 22-15-AN annexation for future Rising subdivision to be tabled to a date uncertain pending additional review.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item C is case number 22-03-CPF. So that's a combo plat for Asheville Acres subdivision. Troy?
Thank you, Commissioners. For the record, Troy Behunin, 751 West 4th Street here in Kuna, the Kuna Planning and Zoning Department. The application before you this evening for Asheville Acres is for a combination preliminary and final plat. The application is requesting combo plat approval in order to further subdivide two existing lots within the existing Ashton Estates subdivision number 2. They're approximately a combined 2.3 acres, and they would like to divide them further into four total building lots. This is a commercial subdivision. Public Works does conditionally support this application and has stated additional capacity shall be available in the Danskin lift station when the 18-inch Danskin force main project is complete. Construction has already begun. Staff has reviewed the proposed combo plat to find if it's in compliance with CUNA City Code, Titles 5 and 6, Idaho State Statutes 50-13 and 6765, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan, and should the Commission recommend approval of the combo plat, staff does recommend that the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report. So the applicant is here if you have any questions, and staff will stand by for any questions you might have.
I have a question, Troy.
Yes.
So this consists of two lots currently?
Currently, it's just two lots. They want to split each into two, so two becomes four. Okay. It's not splitting, it's actually dividing.
Okay, so currently there are two buildings going up on there in the area, correct?
There is one building, actually, but yes. No, there's two.
There's two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my question is, how do those two buildings play into the split?
They will have enough room to meet their required setbacks and access points and everything that are needed to make them viable lots, and that's also up to the subdivider in order to make that happen. But from what staff has seen and at the preliminary the pre-application meetings, the applicants have demonstrated that there's enough room to do what they want to do and to accommodate the buildings that are going up.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
I don't have any at this time.
Okay. Does the applicant want to further present anything? Okay.
Good evening. Jason Taylor, KM Engineering, for the applicant. You need an address?
Yes, please.
5725 North Discovery Way, Boise, 83713. Nothing further to add. We're just in support of the staff report.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and open the public hearing portion at 6:07. And I do not have anybody signed up on the sign-up sheet. Is there anybody present in the audience that would like to testify? Okay, come on up and go ahead and sign in for me if you would, please, just so we have you on record. And it can be a neutral if you don't have an opposition or anything. Sure. Thank you. And then if you would, just go to the microphone and go ahead and state your name and address there as well for the record.
Hi, my name's Maris Dowry, and I live at 1784 East J. Falls Street, CUNA. And I live behind that new strip mall going in. Mm-hmm. And the one question I have, because of the amount of traffic on Meridian, and the number of accidents that keep occurring at Profile and Meridian Road, are they going to put a signal in there? The people also, by the way, when they're driving northbound on Meridian and they turn on to Profile, even tonight when my friend and I were driving here, they cross the line and they're coming right at us because they only have a single lane there. And it's kind of scary because they're not slowing down because there's no signal there. And, like, you got to go out of the way. And there's been a number of serious wrecks there lately. Well, since I've lived there for the last 18 months. So is there going to be a traffic signal plan for more? You've got more business and more people coming in on both sides of the street, how are you going to handle the traffic? That's my question.
Thank you.
Should I sit down?
Yes, please. Okay.
We'll finish this and then hopefully we can address your question. Is there anybody else that would like or has questions or would like to testify on this application at all? Okay, seeing none, I'll go ahead and I don't know if the applicant has any rebuttal to that. I can address it a slight bit. Basically, unfortunately, the city doesn't have any ability to enforce any traffic at that point. That's going to be an ITD affair, and because that's Highway 69 there as opposed to ACHD. At any given point and development like this, they are monitoring the traffic flow. So fortunately, unfortunately, it's kind of up to them and what they feel is appropriate. Now, I know with accidents, they generally start seeing things. So it's the best we can do. As they see development come in, they will address any traffic mitigation that they feel might help. I don't know if it will be a signal or a right-in, right-out, some sort of traffic control, but that will eventually be ITD's affair. So we don't have jurisdiction on that. Is there anything staff would like to add?
For the record, Troy Buchanan, senior planner. So the increased traffic and what this young lady testified this evening about the traffic increasing, especially with the addition of new and more commercial to the area, ACHD and ITD and the city actually are monitoring that. It was known way back before Ridley's even was built that this could be a problem at some point, or that there would have to be mitigation factors implemented. So at some point, when a threshold is crossed, and ACHD and ITD can be the ones who do determine when that is, they can put in an island to prevent left out and left in. So that will come at some point. I don't know what that point is necessarily, but any one of the agencies that are involved can pull the trigger and make that happen.
Yeah.
Because we want the citizens to be safe.
Yeah. Thank you. So we don't know when, but it's ITD, the Idaho Transportation Department, and ACHD, Ada County Highway District. They're the two that govern the roadways. Okay, does that help? A little? Okay, thank you. So with that, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing for this application, and that'll bring up our discussion. I mean, everything seems fairly straightforward on this one. It's really not changing much other than just legalities, I guess.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I read all the agency reports. Seems like it's all there. I mean, it's a matter of legalities.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, with that, Mr. Chair, I would motion that we recommend case number 22-03-CPF combo plat for Asheville Acres subdivision, with the applicant being subject to the conditions of approval outlined in the staff report.
Second.
Just for clarification, that would be recommend approval.
Recommend
to
approval.
Did
I miss a word?
Okay. Thank you.
I recommend approval.
And still second?
I'll second that again.
Okay. Thank you. And with that, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item will be item B on the public hearing. That's case number 22-09-AN, annexation for 1299 North School Avenue.
Good evening yet again, commissioners. For the record, Troy Buchanan, 751 West 4th Street here in CUNA Planning and Zoning Department. The application before you this evening requests annexation approval into the city of CUNA in order to further, at a future time, lot split approximately 1.66 acres into two building lots. The lot split is not part of this application this evening tonight. It's just the annexation. Public Works does support this application contingent that a prepaid EDU or equivalent dwelling unit sewer connection is purchased, coupled along with the other conditions that are listed in the engineer's memo. Staff has reviewed the proposed annexation for qualification and for compliance with CUNA City Code and Idaho State Statutes 50-222 and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. And should the commission recommend approval for the annexation, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions as outlined in the staff report. The applicant is here this evening, and I will stand by for any questions.
Thank you.
I don't have any.
No questions? Thank you. Would the applicant like to go over any items for this? Seem pretty straightforward. Okay. Thank you. So with this, I'll go ahead and open the public hearing for this application. And I do not have anybody that has signed up. Is there anybody that would like to sign up to testify or ask questions on this application? Okay. And seeing none, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. I guess I didn't open it, did I? I'll open the public hearing at 6:15, and with nobody wanting to add to the list that has no present names, I will close the public hearing at 6:16, and that comes up with our discussion. I'm a little out of practice. I think this one's pretty straightforward. The applicant basically is looking to subdivide this to build another additional house next to a family member. Seemed pretty straightforward.
Right.
It's got a decent sized lot. Seems. I think the city engineer's got some specifics in there and conditions that seem to just qualify where this is, but I don't see any issues.
No, I did notice in the report that there were issues or questions with paving, Idaho Power, where they're going to run their lines, access through the subdivision of the West, and irrigation issues. But I think that would all be addressed at a later time during the platting process.
Exactly, yeah. This is just purely the annexation for that ability that all be worked out.
Yeah, so as far as the annexation goes, I don't see any issues with it. It complies.
And all the rest of that would be brought forth down the road.
Correct.
Appropriate agencies and such.
Yeah. Well, with that, Mr. Chair, I recommend that we approve case number 22-09-AN, annexation for 1299 North School Road, with the applicant being subject to the conditions of approval listed in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I've lost my...
Just next.
I don't have any other business listed on the agenda. Is there any staff reports or additional information?
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Jessica Reed, associate planner, 751 West 4th Street. I am just checking in to see if there will be any upcoming absences for the month of February.
I don't believe so, but you did manage to put one on Valentine's
absences.
Day.
Unfortunately, it tends to fall as such, yes. If anything changes, please just let us know.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Well, with that, Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.